Test 62, Section 2, Question 18. Now, with this one, we're looking for each assignment is consistent with the principle expressed by Vanessa and Joe except. So basically, we're looking for one that goes against one of their two principles. Okay, so this one's kind of complex. We're going to need to get the principles clear and then find one that violates one of their principles. So Vanessa says, all computer code must be written by a pair of programmers working in a single workstation. So all code, pair, single station. This is needed to prevent programmers from writing idiosyncratic code that can be understood only by the original programmer. Makes it so that you can't write code that's just only understandable by the original. Joe, most programming projects are kept afloat by the best programmers on the team, who are typically at least 100 times more productive than the worst. Wow. So basically, most projects, there's one person who is a lot better, or at least a couple who are a lot better than the worst. Since they generally work best when they work alone, the most productive programmers must be allowed to work by themselves. Okay, so what we're looking at here is principles that seem at odds, because it's saying all code must be written by a pair of programmers at a single workstation. That this way it can't just be idiosyncratic. And we know that the super productive ones work best when they work alone, and so the most productive programmers must be allowed to work by themselves. And so that's kind of what we're looking for. So we're looking for something that's going to be inconsistent with that. So four things will be consistent, one won't. Olga and O&K are both programmers of roughly average productivity who feel they're more productive working alone. They've been assigned to work together at a single workstation. Okay, that doesn't violate the principles, because it's just the most productive programmers that triggers Joe's principle. And so that's still fine with both principles. So A is not correct because it does meet both. They're working together, which is Vanessa's principle. John is experienced, but not among the most productive. Okay, so Joe's stuff isn't going to kick in. He's been assigned a mentor, Tyrone, a new programmer who's not yet very productive, there to work together at a single workstation. Great. Well, that meets Vanessa's principle, and Joe's doesn't kick in, so it's not inconsistent with one of the principles. C, although not among the most productive programmers, Chris is more productive than Jennifer. Okay, but that doesn't, it means Joe's principle still doesn't kick in. They have been assigned to work together at a single workstation. Great, we're fine. We've met Vanessa's principle. Joe's isn't applicable, so we keep going. Yolanda is the most productive programmer on the team. Okay, so now all of a sudden Joe's principle is kicking in. She's been assigned to work with Mike, who is also very productive, but we don't necessarily know whether they're the most whether Mike is the most productive. They're to work together at the same station. Now we're violating the principle, because Yolanda is one of the most productive, and the rule is they must be, most productive must be allowed to work by themselves. So forcing her to work with Mike, even though Mike is very productive, would violate Vanessa's principle, and therefore D looks really good. And then E, Kevin and Abby have a reputation for writing idiosyncratic code. Neither is unusually productive, so we can do whatever they want with them. They've been assigned to work at the same station. Well, Joe's principle doesn't kick in, and that meets Vanessa's, and so that's fine. So the one that violates it is answer choice D. That would be the one that would make it so that we're breaking Joe's principle.